Well, very good morning to you. My name is Seth Lewis. I'm here with my wife, Jessica, and our children, Daniel, David, and Rebecca. They're here on the second row. And as Mike said, we'll be in the narthex after the service as well. I just want to bring you greetings from your brothers and sisters in Ireland, and also thanks from our family for your continued support, encouragement, prayers, for your partnership in the gospel from the first day when we went to Ireland 13 years ago until today. So thank you so much, and it's a privilege to be with you this morning. Finally, we have been delayed, but it's great to be here. Ireland is a country in need. We only have about 0.6% of the population is evangelical. That's the lowest percentage of any English-speaking country. That means in a population of about 5 million, there's only about 30,000 that go to an evangelical church of any kind. We know of 120 towns and cities, population centers that have no gospel witness currently. So that's why we're there. We're working with a group of 10 churches on the south coast of Ireland to see churches planted into areas that currently have no gospel witness. And we're in a town called Carrigtwohill. We've been there for a few years now. And we're working with a church in a neighboring town. And there have been many challenges over the last few years. The church that we're working with, our mother church, has been without a pastor for the last 3 years. So our attention has been divided that way. There's also been, you know, that thing that happened in between in the last couple of years, the pandemic and all that, and other challenges as well. But I don't want to just tell you about challenges. I want to tell you how God has been working in the midst of those things. Our church, our mother church, has grown by 40% without a pastor in the middle of a pandemic. We've never seen anything like it in our time in Ireland. Our Bible study group in Carrigtwohill has grown similarly. And we've also had new opportunities for ministry. And one of the most exciting for us is the opportunity that came as a direct result of the pandemic. And only from the pandemic, we were able to start to assist people in a local refugee center with practical support, but also to point them to the Lord. We've given away a couple of dozen Bibles to residents who asked us for them. We've been able to talk to them about the Lord, pray with them. A couple of them are coming to our church now. So when you think of us, could you pray that the Lord would expand his church in Ireland? Would you pray for the community of Carrigtwohill, for our group there, that the Lord would provide the people and the leaders that we need to establish a long-term witness, a church that is faithful to the gospel in that community? And would you pray that the Lord would bring more people to himself, that they would understand the gospel, and that they would respond in real repentance and faith? If you'd like to keep up with us more, we send out an email update about once a month, and we have a list outside if you'd like to sign up for that. We have our prayer cards, and we'd love to talk to you more after the service in the narthex. We also have an open house event next Sunday in Owens Crossroads at my parents' home, so you'd be very welcome to that. It's from 2 to 5 p.m., and if I can give you more details about that as well. But thank you from the bottom of our hearts for your partnership in the gospel with us, for the gospel in Ireland. Thank you.